not have much to give, but we can give God our heart. One thing in giving God our heart, it puts us in a place of blessings. And that's where we want to be. We want to be so God can bless us and keep us in his loving care. Truly, I thank the Lord this morning for allowing me an opportunity to stand one more time. For we find every day it seems like somebody's gone. But we thank God for being in the midst this morning. We thank God because we got to learn how to appreciate the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. You know, we are people that it's hard to satisfy. And sometimes you can do all you can. You can bend over backwards and give all you got, and they still don't appreciate it. But I'm so thankful that we serve a God that understands, because sometimes we got to mature enough in the spirit of Christ to appreciate the little things instead of being always concerned about great and big things. We need to learn how to appreciate the little things. Little thing no more than a smile can lift up somebody's day. You never know what an individual is going through. So we just trust God to be who he is this morning. I find it a blessing for us to come together in praise and worship. We come to glorify God for his goodness toward us despite ourselves. For we all have shortcomings. We all have trials and tribulations. But we receive the mercies of God every day. And that mercies of God, it blesses us despite what we really deserve. We should thank God this morning for his mercy, thank him for his unmerited favor, and also just thank God for all that he is yet is to us. God is truly a good God, and God is worthy to be praised. So many that were here last week this time has passed over to the other side. So those of us that are yet still counted amongst the living, we ought to be willing to give God our praise. We ought to be able to tell God thank you for any and everything that he has done. I thank God for being the one that woke us up this morning. I thank him for being the one that allows his blood to run in our veins. We are yet still breathing his breath. And until he comes back to get it, we'll be around for a while. But do know that there's a day coming when we're going to be called up to meet him. Some of us may go before we get called up, but we do know that if we just glorify God and trust who he is in our lives, we have so much to be thankful for. We should all know this morning that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, all of us would be lost and most miserable. Miserable because we don't know which direction we are going. Sometimes you got to realize where you've been in order to get where you're trying to go. Letting go of some things and allowing God to be your God. For some reason, you may think that you're having it bad, but if you just look around at the other people that God has blessed, and then you realize that there are so many others that are in a worse condition than that you are in. And you ought to give God praise just for that. Sometimes I think about it and going in and out of the doctor's office, but I see people coming in that look like they're going through. And so I just glorify God for my here being. Glorify God because you got to have faith to believe that God will be with you every step of the way. Through all of your hurts, your pains, and all of your heartaches and your loneliness and whatever it is that sort of distract you from realizing how blessed you are. You got to understand that there's somebody sad this morning. There's somebody that feel like they don't have a friend in this world. Somebody don't have a ham or chicken waiting on them when they get home this afternoon. But they are waiting for somebody to just give them a piece of bread or to give them something to eat. So if God has blessed you that you eat every day, you ought to be able to tell God thank you. We throw away so much now because we have been blessed by the best. And so many times we got to understand that we got to do what the Lord God says do. There's a song that says, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And I can't speak for you, but I know that the Lord has been so good to me. He showered me with so many blessings. In fact, I couldn't name them even if I tried. But I know that there's some other folk in the house this morning that know that God has been blessing you. That know if you be honest with yourself, God blessing you even right now. David said on one occasion, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me?" Then Paul comes back and says, "Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God." If you don't have money to give, at least you got some praise. If you don't have the necessities of life, all you got to do is just trust God and ask God. And those things that you need, God will supply. For the Bible declares, and I read it in the Word of God, that my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. God still got cattle upon a thousand hills. God is still blessing those that are fatherless, those that are motherless. God is still blessing those that are even incarcerated this morning. For God is inside those gates. God is there when they open up their eyes. And I believe that there's sometimes you have to just steal away and just let God be your God. Thank God for all that he has done, whatever it is. And whether you want to or not, I feel like every now and again, you ought to just cry out to the Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for allowing me to stand. I want to thank you for allowing me to come out of the house one more time. I want to thank you for the ears that you gave me that I can hear what's going on. And mostly I want to thank you, God, for the eyes that you've given me. Because somebody's walking around blind, have never seen the sun, never seen flowers, never seen the colors that God has blessed us with. And if you just got a reasonable portion of strength, you ought to still have a mindset that I'm going to praise him while I can. Don't allow our coming this morning to be in vain. It's all right to go home and tell somebody to call you on the phone. Yeah, I went to church this morning, but what did you do after you got there? Hallelujah, Jesus. You ought to give God some praise while you have a chance. And if the Lord God has done anything for anybody in here, and I know that he has, you ought to just not mind just taking just a praise break for a moment to glorify your God. See, there ought to be a hallelujah, Jesus, in the house. There ought to be a thank you, God, for my blessings in the house. There ought to be somebody that say, "Lord, I thank you from whence I come from. You brought me from a mighty long way. I don't know what's going on in this old world, but every time I turn around, there's one thing after another. But I thank you, God, that I can call on you in the morning. I can call you during the noonday. I can call you late in the midnight hour. I can call you when the doctor's office is closed. And I can call you when the pharmacy have already closed the gate. But God, I know that you'll be medicine for us." But somebody said, if you just call on Jesus, he will come in to your sick room and allow you to know that I'm still right here. I'm glad to serve a God like that, because we serve a God that is great, a God that is awesome, a God that we couldn't know what to do if it wasn't for that God. But today we're going to talk very briefly about the blessings of God. Blessings is defined to invoke divine favor, to approve heartily, or to confer happiness upon. A favorable event or circumstance. You know, sometimes when we think of blessings, all we think about is getting money, getting a new car, getting a new house. When we think of blessings, we think of material things. But how many of you are so glad that there are so many things that are not materialistic that you got to be thankful for? You got to be thankful even if you are now on a cane, or look at Paula. She's there sitting in that chair. But one day her hope and prayer is that she's believing that God gonna let her stand back up on her feet. So I commend you again, Paula, for having the mindset that you've been through a whole lot, but you have not given up. You got to hold on. You got to hold out. And no matter how many times it seems like you're going backwards, you just keep on telling the Lord, "I'm going to move forward. I'm going to trust what you can do for me." That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. We got to know that God will do whatever needs to be done. There are some times when we are blessed, we feel slighted because it didn't happen when or how we wanted it to. There are times we look for big things to happen. And of course, there are those that are envious and jealous because we are not blessed like somebody else. I don't want to rob you of your blessings. I want to praise God with you that God is yet still blessing you. But there are those that may look in your face and smile in your face, and their prayer is not that you will get better. Their prayer is not that you will come up out of the slump. But they're just praying that, Lord, I'm glad it's not me. But it may not be you today, but it very well could be you on tomorrow. You might be up today, but tonight you may be down and out. You can leave here and find yourself laid up in the hospital somewhere. And if you are not thankful for what God has done, you don't realize when blessings come your way, you just got to take time to tell God thank you. Then there are times that you got to ask or pray for specific blessings. You know, I heard folks that say, I don't like for everybody to know my business. But there are times when you want somebody to pray with you. They need to know what specifically to pray for. Everything is not a secret because there are no secrets with God. God knows your condition. God knows your mindset. God knows if you're really trusting and believing in him. So many times we find ourselves going through the motions. Oh, we know how to have church. But do we have the church in here? We talk the game, but we don't walk the game. We talk like everything is all right, but sometimes you got to just let go and let God be your leader and your guide. That's why King Solomon said, lean not unto your own understanding, but trust and believe in him, and the Lord God will direct your path. Our supporting text this morning tells us, and Jabez called on the Lord God, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, enlarge my territory, that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. The devil is out to get you. And sometimes you got to learn how to talk to that enemy and tell that devil to get behind you. It may not grieve me that it may not grieve me, and God granted him that which he requested. You got to learn how to ask God for what you want. If you want God to increase you, because when we look here at this man Jabez, his name that his mother said because she buried him in sorrow. And associated in Hebrew, he would have caused sorrow. But because of his prayer faith, it brought him blessings instead. You see, sometimes we have not because we ask not. We got to ask God, Lord, help me to understand. Lord, help me get a little bit closer. Don't let me get the big head and think I'm all of that just because I got several different changes of clothes and I got a lot of shoes. I can pick out any kind that I want to. You better thank God that you got feet. Thank God that you still got both your legs. Got loved ones now waiting and hoping that they don't have to cut this off. They don't have to cut that off. We got to learn how to deny self and be disciplined in some situations. We might say that if it's the Lord's will, this, that, or the other, but it's God's will that we live life and live it more abundantly. It's God's will that we would turn around from our wicked ways and our sinful ways and allow him to be our God. Think about the children of Israel. Think about how good God had been to them, but yet they'd still served idol gods. Hard head, stiff neck, always got an answer, always wanting everything right now. But there are times you got to wait on your blessing. And in the middle of waiting on your blessing, you got to know that it's going to come. It may not come when you want him, the old saint said, but he will come on time. How many of you know him to be an on-time God this morning? How many of you know that all you got to do is trust and abide in him? Sometimes or another, you need to open up that thing called the Bible and just don't let it sit there and collect dust. You ought to be able to read along so that you will get an understanding. And what you have to do when you don't understand, just ask him. Lord, help me to understand your word. And it may not click right then, but if you keep on asking him, if you keep on reading, you will understand what God is trying to get you to do. How close this morning are you to the Lord our God? Are you close enough to believe that there's nothing impossible with him? Or are you one of those that got to see it in order to believe it? See, I believe that all I got to do is trust in God and somehow he's going to make it work out. I got more right now than I ever had in my life. And I look at all those things and I'm tired of things now. told somebody just the other day, if I went to somewhere far across the country, I don't want to bring back no more things. Just something to dust off, something to look at, and something that you're going to leave behind. Because the Bible declared, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked am I going to return to the dust. So all of those treasures that you got, you better hope that somebody love you enough that when it's passed along, they'll take care of it and treasure it like you do. But don't nobody treat your stuff like you do. You've been saving that china all these years. Guilty as charged. I shipped a whole set of china back from Arizona and have one time to eat on those plates. I better hurry up and eat on those plates before I leave here. We take things for granted because we want it, ask for it, God allows us to get it, and then when we get it, we don't use it. You better use what you got. You better thank God for what you got, because when it is passed along, I bet you when they're trying to move it out the house, they're going to break up some of them plates. But the good thing is I'll be gone. I won't know nothing about it. It's your fault if you don't use what God has blessed you to have. We got to understand that God is a loving God. And I'm going to move on and get out of the way. It's just been a very, very busy week this week. But I thank God for every day he gave me strength to make it through another day. See, we got to understand that the strength I had yesterday has already come and gone. But Lord, I need you to give me some more strength on today. And if you so see fit to open up my eyes in the morning, Lord, I need renewed strength on tomorrow. Every day we ought to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to see, help me to do, help me to be the man or the woman that you would have me to be. And so as we began to talk about blessings, when we look here in 2 Kings, the Bible tells us that Naaman, the captain of the host, the king of Syria, he was a great man and with his master honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, and he was a leper. Now, a leper in that day and time was a lot of time they had to be pushed aside or kept at a distance because didn't nobody want to catch what you got. Now, if you walked in here and there were sores all over your body and you had pus coming out of some of them, you couldn't sit beside some of these folks. Because if you sit there and they look at your skin, they're going to get up or either going to move on down. And the mindset is going to be, I don't want what he got. Just think about it. If you were one of those in that day and time when they didn't have specialists, all they had was a prayer to the prophet to offer sacrifices to God. And they had to trust and believe that God was going to do what he had to do. But so many of us take our blessings for granted. The Assyrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. See, there's always somebody that can tell the story. There's always somebody that he say, she say, and they say it. But sometimes whatever he or she say might be right on point. So don't just put a deaf ear or push it off to the side before you have a clear understanding of what's going on. The Bible says she went and told the Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is the land of Israel. Thus and thus. Now that's just like spreading gossip, or she said this, she said that maid that's over there with the mistress, she said that there's a king of Syria, and if you go, and I'm going to send a letter with you because I heard that there's somebody over there that can heal this man of the leprosy. Well, now the Bible declares that the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel, and he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. So They were qualified and they took a lot of gifts to give to the king of Israel. Brought the letter to the king of Israel saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. One thing is that we all need to look at immediately is that he knew that he couldn't do it. Everybody can't bless you. Amen. Everybody can't deliver you. Amen. Everybody can't heal you. That's why a lot of times you cut one doctor loose and you find another doctor. Because if it seems like they're not getting anywhere, then what need to go and give that doctor money and you're not any better, you're getting even the worse. So you just got to trust God. You got to learn to know that there is somebody. For the Bible tells us here that it came to pass when the king of Israel read the letter, he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive? That this man do sin, let sin unto me to recover a man of his with leprosy. Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh quarrel against me. In other words, he was saying, now, I'm not God. You couldn't do it. How you think I'm going to do it? See, with men, some things are impossible, but not with God. But you got to know God. You got to have a true faith foundation in God that no matter what the doctors say, no matter what nobody else say, that you got to trust that God can and will. And it was so that when Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. You got to know that God is right there. You got to know that God is going to do what needs to be done. And you got to understand that this prophet realized that I know that the king got a problem, and it's a problem that the king cannot solve. But all the king need to do is send him down here to me, and I got to let him know that there's some real God in me. See, we got some false prophets as well as true prophets. We got those that are telling you, and most of the time in our nowadays prophets, it's all about prosperity. It's all about getting rich. It's all about being high and all about doing this, that, and the other. But you got to understand that if they do not have the true gift, they're just saying what your itching ears want to hear. And they want to draw you in, because if they get you to listen, then you begin to follow. But you got to learn that every voice is not a voice of the Lord. Every prophet got to do what the Lord God tells him to do. And so he got to do what God said do. In that day and time, the Israelites were very dependent upon going to the prophet to get some insight on what God wanted to do. And then even when they got ready for the sacrifices, the prophets was there, but they had a priest. See, everybody learned to stay in their own lane. God didn't give you the gift of everything. He gave you some gifts, but you don't have all the gifts. I thank God for the gift of love, because that's the greatest gift that I got, is to learn how to love somebody, to treat others like I want to be treated. I'm not gifted because I stand here in this robe. I'm blessed to be able to stand in the robe, because I heard the voice of the Lord God call my name. And when I heard him call my name, first of all, I said, oh, Lord, not me. I'm too crazy to be a preacher. A wretch undone. Not dotting every I, not crossing every T. But if God has designed something for you, the purpose that God has for you, if you be obedient, listen to that small, still voice, and don't listen to the naysayers. Oh, I can remember it so clearly when it was out public that I was going to become a preacher. There were so many folk that said, how is he going to preach and he done left his wife? God didn't call her. He called me. Maybe that's why you're not running so hard. You got to get in a place where God can talk to you, minister unto you, and you can hear what thus said the Lord. See, sometimes we get all mixed all up into the he say, she say, that we forgot what God says. So that's why the prophet just heard that the king had this man to come to him with leprosy, and he told him to send him down here to me. So Naaman came, and his horses and his chariot stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. That's where I got my thought this last night. Because if the Lord say do something, then you ought to do what God say do. But now Naaman, he got angry, went away and said, behold, I thought, a man in my position, I've come to you and I did what the messenger has told me to do. I come to you and you would surely have come out to me. Stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place, and moreover, and recover the leper. So in other words, when we think that we all are that somebody ought to do something special because you are who you are. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that the God I serve don't care what your title is. The God I serve don't care how much money is in your pocket. But I serve a God that will let you know that I am the Lord thy God. I'm a God that if you call on me in the midnight hour, I will come to your rescue and I'll heal your feeble body. There are those of us in here this morning that have been down and out, that needed the Lord to come and to see about us. And for some reason or another, the Lord came and stepped right in. See, we don't get special privileges just because we got a title. He realized that I'm a great man and I've been doing great things in Syria. But I want to let you know that anyway, the Lord bless you. You all not get mad because it didn't happen like you thought it was going to happen. In other words, the man was saying, I'm a man a great man, and I've done great things. And I thought that at least if I come to your door, that the man of God would come out and bless my very soul. I like where it said that you called on his God, because I realized that the God that they've been serving in this land, he's not the real God. He's not the healing God. He's not the God that can do what I need him to do. But I'm so glad to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. And I'm going to do what the Lord God say do. See, the prophet told this man to go down to the river Jordan. Dip thyself down in the water 7 times. And thou shalt be cleansed of the leprosy. But I'm so glad that he had a mind. That he got mad. And this lets us get an example. That you can't get mad of how God want to bless you. You can't get mad at how you get the message. If God sent a messenger unto you, only thing I say, try the spirit by the spirit. Because if there's anything down on the inside, if there's anything about them that is real, you will feel it somewhere in the depths of your soul. Have you ever been in service and somebody said something and it went right down to your soul? It enlightened something down on the inside of you. And all of a sudden you said, the Lord God can do that. The Lord can do what I need him to do. I may have been down and out one day, but the God that I serve will pick you right back up. You see, Naaman began to talk about this thing. He said, there's some rivers down in Damascus, Abana and Pharpar, better than all the waters of Israel. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and he went away in a rage. But I'm so glad that there was somebody in the midst. See, every now and again, somebody got to pull your ear. Every now and again, somebody got to pull you to the side and say, don't forget where your blessings come from. Don't you realize that you're going to need the Lord your God, and you need God to be right there in your life. I'm so glad that somebody said that his servants came unto him and said, my father, if the prophet has said, do some great things, would that not have done it? So if they had did something or told you to do something that made sense to you, then you'd have been glad to do it. But you better learn how to do whatever it is. Because if you want to be clean, you got to go to the Lord our God. Open up your mouth. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God can and will. How many of you know him to be a healer? How many of you know that he had things that he would work out? Somebody said that the Lord works in a mysterious way. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he done sent me down to this muddy river Jordan. But I'm so glad that he got his mind made up. The Bible says he went down and he dipped himself seven times in the Jordan River. And according to the sayings of the man of God, his flesh came again upon him. His flesh came and it was just like a little bitty baby. He was all clean from his leprosy. I'm so glad that if you serve God with all your heart, and if you just try God however the Lord God say do, I'm so glad to know that this prophet, he had a messenger that he entitled him to know that I'm not belittled, because he told me to go to the Jordan. But I'm so glad he told me to go to the right place. And I'm going to do exactly what the Lord God said do. He said, dip myself down in the muddy water. And when I come up, I'm going to be clean. Some of us would have shunned at that. I heard that somebody right here in this church got baptized in a branch back there. But I'm so glad that sometime or another, God done blessed us to a place where we ought to be glad that when whatever God does for us, we ought to be glad and grateful for it. Are there any grateful people in the house? Anybody willing to say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. If you bless me with a crawl, if you bless me with a cane, if you bless me with a chair, I'll be satisfied. But I'm going to keep on calling on the name of the Lord. I'm going to keep on trusting that God is going to do what he needs to do. I'm so glad this morning that I serve a God that has more power than the doctor. I'm so glad this morning that God woke me up, started me on another day's journey, and I found out that I'm going through to help somebody else go through. And I'm so glad as we go through, I'm so glad that I know that there are some folk that have been completely cleared of all their disease. But if you don't have anything going on, you better thank God right now. You better believe in God right now. Where are the believers in the house? That however the Lord bless you, you're going to be satisfied. You're going to tell your God, thank you. You can say, Lord, I'm not what I want to be, but I thank my God. I thank my God. I thank my God that I'm not what I used to be. I got the Lord on my side. You got the Lord on your side. Look up to the hills, knowing that where your help comes from. And the Lord God will do what needs to be done.